Well, good morning, Oscar Graves. Good morning, Penny Beloit. Good morning, Ben Tamale. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I have seen the affliction of my people which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and am come down to deliver them. He brought them out after he had showed wonders and signs in the land of the Dead Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. He is faithful that promised. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or he shall make it good? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. He giveth to all life and breath and all things. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all of his works. Behold, foul here, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. The same Lord over all is rich in all that call upon him. I will lift my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Good morning, Godfrey. Bowemba. It's probably not morning there, but... Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so too our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. The Lord is the God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. And it shall be said in that day, oh, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. If we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Well, the theme this morning is, trust ye in the Lord forever. Isaiah 26:4, trust ye in the Lord forever. We can't really go by our feelings, can we? Sometimes it's not really easy to trust. Sometimes it seems like the odds are against us, so to speak. Have you heard someone say, we're in hard times? Well, and then there are those that say, enjoy the good times. Well, Scripture tells us that there's a time for war, there's a time for peace. There's a time for love, there's a time for hate. There's a time that God's made free happens in our lives. Some of us have lost our parents. I've lost both parents in the last 6-5 months. That's a change, not to have parents living anymore. Good morning, Jai Benginda. I guess it's not good morning where you're at. I'm used to saying good morning because it's morning here. Welcome aboard, everyone. But if God has placed his faith in us, we are trusting in our heavenly Father, not in our earthly mother or father, but in our half-father. And we are not worthy of his love or his mercy or his grace. We know that we are, apart from Christ, nothing. We're deplorable, wicked sinners. But in Christ, we have everything because of what Christ has done on the cross. We have the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. There's nothing good in the creature, but Jesus Christ was all good. He had no sin. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. He is without any sin. That's why he was our perfect sacrifice. That's why God can look upon him and see us as righteous because of the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. This morning, let us remember that we were born and conceived in sin. We were totally depraved. But also let us remember the great doctrine of unconditional election. He chose us in him from the foundation of the world. He predestinated us unto adoption, Ephesians 1:11 and Ephesians 1:5. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. Let's also remember that his redemption, his atonement, was effectual for all for whom he died. He came to save his people from their sins. Let us also remember that he has caused us to embrace the gospel. It's called irresistible grace. He's caused us. In the day of his power, he made us willing to embrace the gospel, to to flee the cross of Christ, to recognize our need of a Savior, to recognize how dead in trespasses and sin we really were, and also the fact that He will preserve us until the day of Jesus Christ. What a beautiful, beautiful doctrine that is. They call it, they use the acronym TULIP. People don't like that. My dog's named Tulip. TULIP, total depravity, T, unconditional election, limited atonement, irresistible grace, and final perseverance of the saints. So where do you get that? Well, we can start with Romans 8. For whom he had foreknow, he also predestined. Those whom he predestined, he also called. Those whom he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? The answer is nothing. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. So this morning, be encouraged. Trust ye in the Lord forever. Realize that we have faith of Christ. We're not depending upon our own abilities. We're depending upon Christ. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin hath left the crimson stain, he wore it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, he died my soul to save. My lips will still repeat, Jesus paid it all. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me pure within? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. May the good Lord be with us this morning in a special way. God bless.